This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves.
The urge to take you grows more strong, for time has made me wait too long. Each watch I smash apart just adding to my power. Each watch I smash apart just bringing me the hour. Seconds hear their call.
getting warmer now that the trees are all cleared. No time for a conscience, and we recognize no crime. Yeah, we got dogs and Valvoline, it's a pretty damn good time. Today, but they were asked to leave. So we've kept the good old vices and labored to invent a few. With cake and vulgar surplus, we can have it and eat it too.
Yeah.
was pretty from New York City, and she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave and ho, and I just couldn't let her go. So get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way, get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way with a heave and a ho, and I just couldn't let her go. Yes, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long. Fine, Jack, I couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way, get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way with a heave and a ho, and I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling all night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Woo! Train kept rolling.
If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is lighting above the ocean. A god is riding. You on the cheek, say that you were mine. Thank you for the smile. Did I ever knock upon your door, try to get inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment. This one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. I'll calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black. If I never did it, I was only
this water's gliding above the ocean. But God is riding upon his back.
Absolutely love it when I run into a cut like this week's opener, 25 O'Clock, a 60s-sounding psych masterpiece released in 1985 as a side project of XTC's Andy Partridge. Originally intended to be the start of a multi-album project, just two were ultimately recorded. The aforementioned 25 O'Clock and its follow-up 2 years later, Sonic Sunspot. The equally quirky Last Plane Out by retro rock Toy Matinee from 1990, a band fronted by Kevin Gilbert, a one-time significant other of Sheryl Crow. Initially, the project was shelved by Reprise Records, but thanks to Gilbert getting the singles airplay, the album was subsequently released. The last Survivor long player from 2006, Reach, included by that time only one original member, but more importantly, also the lead singer from the band's most popular years, Jimmy Jameson, the voice of the title track. Speaking of retro, the songwriter of and first to record what would become a classic rock staple, Train Kept a Rollin' by Ohio Proud, Tiny Bradshaw. Originally released on 78 RPM in 1951 on Cincinnati's King label. And finally this set, a record that was on my want list up until very recently. Paul McCartney's This One has the dubious distinction of being his first single since 1962, not to be released as a vinyl 45 domestically, causing the promotional version to trade hands at a cost I, at the time, couldn't justify spending. That promo, which has subsequently found its way into my collection, was as a stock 45 available, however, from Capital of Canada, which has also found a home here. The EMI subsidiary that proved its superiority over its American counterpart before in 1963. Next up, a set of Serious Fuzz Guitar. You've been warned. Yeah, thoughts of you, baby. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
I have to run, yeah. Didn't wish I was leaving someone I wouldn't miss, yeah. Now that all is said and done, I know you will find another one. I'm walking out that door.
Well, I guess I should have warned you before launching into an entire set of heavy fuzz. But where's the fun in that? This guitar overload began with The Express and Wasting My Time. This Oklahoma band were veterans of multiple garage rock compilation albums. The 1968 single We Are the Moles, credited to The Moles, was actually Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. The 45, recorded at Abbey Road and released on Parlophone, was rumored to be an unknown Beatle track, with Ringo taking lead vocal duties. The Big Sound also featured, for a very short time, Reg Dwight, the soon-to-be Elton John, on keyboards. The Ambassadors of Fuzz, Davy Allen and the Arrows, from their most notable album, Blues Theme, with Fuzz Theme. Found on the Capitol Records subsidiary Tower. First written and recorded by the Small Faces as their first single was What You Gonna Do About It, heard here by the Minneapolis garage band The Litter as a cover, released on a B-side on Warwick in 1967. And finally, the Syndicate of Sound broke up in 1970 after an attempted second LP for Capitol Records. However, while still together, they released only one LP in 1966 titled Little Girl and a number of singles. But it was from a 1988 compilation album that we find the track Games. Now for something completely different.
You got your limit, baby. it's hot. Ah, yeah. Quick thinking, Mickey. He's the king of the city. He's got downtown bars. You know he's got a fleet of cars. Quick thinking, Mickey. He's the king of the city. Look at him run.
Martin Luther King. He teaches all how to just by chance you crossed the diamond with the pearl. You turned it on the world. That's when you turn the world around.
Did you feel like Jesus?
Did you realize that you were a champion in their eyes? On the hill the stuff was laced with kerosene, but yours was kitchen clean. Everyone stopped to stare at your Technicolor motorhome. Every airframe had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
It ain't long. It ain't long. Keep shining, mate. It ain't long.
The completely different was the Alabama-based St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Populated by seven of the most soulful white musicians from Birmingham and their lead singer, ex-bank teller Paul Janeway, who thankfully doesn't sing the way he looks. This Drew Carey look-alike sounds like Otis Redding. From their first album, Half the City from 2014, the track Call Me. Next, a second-tier UK rock band, Silverhead, fronted by Michael DeBars, ex of Detective, Checkered Past, and Power Station. Not to mention as an actor, his best-known role being Murdoch on the TV series MacGyver. The cut Long-Legged Lisa is from their initial self-titled LP from 1972. My all-time favorite female singer is Linda Ronstadt, despite the vast majority of her material being country-tinged. However, from the only rock album of her career, Mad Love, the title cut, produced by half of Peter and Gordon, Peter Asher. Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne was from 1976's Royal Scam album and featured a killer solo by jazz guitarist Larry Carlton. The song pays homage to 60s San Francisco LSD chemist Owsley Stanley. And finally, this set from the first CD I ever bought, the Alan Parsons Project, Vulture Culture, Days Are Numbers. Ahead, the closing track, Adventures in Modern Recording, a cut from the LP of the same name by the Buggles from 1980. Good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, so you're going out there off the machine or something.